Have you ever been so wronged that revenge felt like the only honest response? What if your greatest injustice is actually your greatest opportunity to become more like Christ? In this devotional, we'll look at Cain, Joseph, and the words of Jesus to discover how to stop evil from conquering your heart and start overcoming evil with intentional, costly good. Stay with me, because this perspective could completely change how you face the next injustice in your life. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And we have been talking about how do we love our enemy. And this series, Transformed Living, a Romans 12 Roadmap, has been incredibly important in my own life, and I'm sure it has in yours as well. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. So if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, we want to say thank you very much for your generosity. We are changing hearts so that we change the public square. Let's dive in. Our question today is, where is evil threatening to overcome your heart, and what specific good will you practice there in faith instead? So where is evil threatening to overcome your heart, and what specific good will you practice there instead? So let's dive into Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head." And here's our verse. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. All right, so we're going to have two parts to this verse. The first is, do not be overcome by evil. The second part, but overcome evil with good. And I ask this question, what does it mean to be overcome by evil? And there's two stories in the Old Testament that I think are incredible to understanding this. And the first is in Genesis chapter 4, and it's the Cain and Abel story. And Cain brought a sacrifice, and Abel brought a sacrifice before God. And we see that Cain's sacrifice wasn't acceptable. And here's God's counsel to Cain. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door and its desire for you, but you must master it." So we know the outcome of God's counsel to Cain was that Cain murdered his brother Abel. So, but it gives us a principle about being overcome by evil. So we see that when we don't do what's right, sin is crouching at our door wanting to master us. And we have to overcome that sin if we want to be honoring and pleasing to God. It also says that emotions follow obedience. And this is important because many people want an emotional response to the things of this world, but they want emotional highs with disobedience to God. Well, that will never happen. I mean, he lays it out. He says, "Will not your countenance be lifted up if you do what's right, if you do what's well?" And so I love this. And we have this idea that emotions follow obedience. So if you want to have better emotions, the key is to obey God. The second verse comes from the Joseph story about overcoming evil. Now, if you don't know the Joseph story, go back and read the last half of Genesis, and you'll know that Joseph's family sold him into slavery. Potiphar, his employer, lied about him and falsely incarcerated him. You know, Joseph was forgotten by the prison, his prisoner friends. Eventually, Joseph is raised to this place of authority. And then years later, Joseph's family lies to Joseph about his father's intentions. And what I point out this story is that Joseph's life went from one evil or injustice to another injustice against him, to another injustice against him, to another injustice against him. And even to the point where he proved himself for multiple years, and yet his family feels like they still have a need to lie to him. And when you read this in Genesis chapter 50, he says this: do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? And that is so incredibly important. If we want to overcome evil, we understand something that is a principle that is important to us being able to overcome evil. And that is to understand that we are not God and we are not in God's place. Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? As for you, you meant evil against me. So he's speaking to his brothers, but God meant it for good. So he shifts his perspective from an earthly perspective to a heavenly perspective. Meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. So then Joseph comforted and spoke kindly to his brothers. Now, I added some words there because there was hims and thems, but so he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph comforted his brothers. So here we have decades of his brother's repeated offense and injustice towards him, evil. And we have Joseph's response to that, and that is he spoke kindly and comforted them. If anyone had the right to be upset, it was Joseph. Now, the second part of our verse is this: to overcome evil with good. And I think a great teaching is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. You have heard it said, just as Jesus speaking, as an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn to the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So Jesus gives this outline about how do we overcome evil with good. He says, in the face of injustice, it is better if they sue you for your coat to give them everything. Just give it to them. In the face of injustice, it is better to go, if they want 1 mile, go 2 miles. And some people read these things and they're like, well, Jesus is saying, be a doormat. You know, just be a doormat. Lay down. Don't do anything. No, you are a person who is intentionally giving your life for someone else. And so we have this idea, if we have an eternal perspective, that the injustices that we face right now here on earth will be all made right in the presence of Almighty God. Isn't that freeing? Instead of getting our justice now, we can stand before God and know that he is the ultimate avenger and gives revenge. So does this mean that we lie? No. Does this mean that we change our reality into a false reality? No. We acknowledge the truth. They wanted something. They wanted 1 mile. We're going to give them 2. Yeah, you want that? I'll go with you 2 miles. We go that extra mile whenever possible. And this is how we outlove our enemy. So here's a final thought. At your greatest point of injustice is your greatest opportunity to be like Christ. For he who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, laying down his life. And he resurrected and conquered sin and is seated at the right hand of the Father. At your greatest point of injustice is your greatest opportunity to be like Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that injustices are not fun. Teach us what it means to overcome evil with good. God, you're not asking us to lie. You're not asking us to create a false reality. You're asking us to lay down our lives for our enemy. So Lord, help us to do so. Let us simply be able to speak truth in love, grace, and mercy, and joy. And God, help us to lay down our lives for those around us. Not for their salvation. Only Jesus can do that. But so that we may be honoring and pleasing to you to have the attitude of Christ. Lord, we ask that you would teach us how to do this. This is so foreign to us. Go before us in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.